Blog Talk Radio.
How big is your vision? Is it one that will help you to get through the tough times? It should be. Doesn't matter what you want to work on, you have the ability to achieve. You need to take the time to figure it out. Got it?
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. Take the time to figure it out. Welcome to Leverage Me 2's Joy Talk on Blog Talk Radio. This is Clifton McKnight, turning it on to turn you on to your success. It's your turn. Success is already yours. We have had a journey, you and I. We've traveled through tribulation and struggle and grand success and disappointment and setbacks, setups, comebacks, and uppercuts. But we are still standing. And not only are we still standing, we have greater insight. We have seen the strength, the stuff of which we are made. We understand that we are connected to universal essence, that we have power, fortitude, and capability beyond our senses, beyond our awareness. It's time for us to tap into it. It's the time that we take a good, solid look at the not ourselves, not just ourselves, but at the universe overall, at the world, at creation, at our spirituality, at our connection to the infinite. When you become clearly and intimately aware of your relationship to that which is the stuff of which all things are made, you just begin to appreciate the unlimited possibility that lies before you. So now the time has come to say, what is it that is to be represented and expressed through me? This is your show today. This is your opportunity to call in, ask questions, share insights, celebrate, and create a positive energy to fortify and undergird your success. The number to call in, 516-595-8315. And if you are one of those who are catching this on recording, you are unable to contribute, certainly please take full advantage of the messages, thoughts, and ideas that stem from this broadcast. Because today, right now, it is your turn to unfold, unleash, and uncover the success that is already yours. I will ask you to start by introspecting, by giving yourself the kind of reflection that assures you of what moves and motivates and serves your purpose, serves your greater and higher self. Start to ask yourself some of the questions that maybe you haven't slowed up to ask yet. I mean, get in touch with your purpose. Ask yourself, you know, if you really knew you couldn't fail, what would you endeavor to accomplish? What would you do if you knew you couldn't possibly fail? I mean, you'd have to work hard. You'd have to sweat. You might have some setbacks. But at the end of the day, what would you attempt to accomplish? Let go of those limitations. We're just stretching the mind a little bit, because beyond that stretch is some magnificent possibility. If you knew you couldn't fail, pro football, and you're 97 years old and weigh 110 pounds, if that's genuinely what's in your heart and spirit, then that's what you need to write down. That's what you need to begin to connect with that purpose and passion that will unleash the beast, the monster, the miracle in you. Now, some of you are beginning to think, and there may be some things you've buried, and I am stimulating your thinking. You want to call in? Call in 516-595-8315. I'll give you something else to help stimulate your thinking.
How big is your vision? Is it
one now, this life? One says,
it should be.
If you knew that you only had a short time to live,
doesn't matter what
know.
You want to work on.
5 years.
You have the ability.
But you've already accomplished all the things that you endeavor to accomplish, all the things that are important to you, all the things that you really say that you want to do. You have that in you. I mean, you've got the capability, but you only have 5 years. What begins to bubble up to the top? What will you dedicate that limited, precious time to? What would you spend your time doing? That should stimulate some thought. Yeah, I can feel you thinking. What are you thinking? Let's make it even more, let's increase that sense of urgency. You maybe have a few things down that you say you always wanted to make sure you did to put it down. Let's go from that 5 years down to 1 year. Now, 1 year is 12 months, not a long time. And worse yet, the doctor actually did the work 2 weeks ago, so you have less than 12 months. You've got 11 months and 2 weeks. That's it. Oh, my goodness, what do you want to make sure is accomplished? What do you want to put in place? What do you want to do? Who do you want to talk to? What do you want to do? How will you spend your time? You've got to unleash the beast, unleash the success, but you really need to know where you want to go. Now, I have more of these, but let's go back and let's look at these. If you knew you couldn't possibly fail, did you write anything down? Maybe there's a cause you want to support. Maybe there's something that you want to see. People say, well, I want to end world hunger, and they're so big and so broad, and even though I said stretch, they can't get their mind there. Now, if you can take your mind there, then you may have that which you need to invigorate yourself. If you can you get to ending hunger perhaps in your city or state or in your neighborhood, in your household? Now you're going back to 5 years and you say, well, what is it that I would endeavor to do if I only had 5 years to live? Well, gee, I'm in school, or I've been trying to climb up to be vice president of this company, or I've been trying to start this this enterprise, or, you know, I'm trying to accrue so much property in real estate, or whatever it is. You begin to look at it differently, soberly, and hopefully in such a way that it will inspire you to greater action or clarification of the right action. Now, when we start talking about 1 year, I'll bet things really take a different meaning. You know, if I only have 12 months or 11 months and 2 weeks left to live, maybe we're going to be a little different in our relationships. Maybe we'd consider what relationships we need to kind of put a hiatus on and focus on those relationships that serve us more effectively, or that we are able to be a better influence and more of a positive influence on. Or maybe there's a place you always wanted to go, or people you always wanted to see, or lives that you always wanted to touch. These are the kinds of things that should come out of these questions. I'll give you another. Let's say on the same tip of that question that you've already passed away. You're dead. You're gone. But you're not gone. You find that your body's left behind, but you still have a consciousness and alertness and awareness. And you're able to look back at your life, and you're able to look at the life presently, and you're even able to look forward to where those in your life will go as a result of your having been there. What is the legacy that you would hope to have left behind that would perpetuate itself after you are gone? Now, I'm going to pause for maybe 4 or 5 seconds, but if you're listening to this as a recording, you can just stop it and write. And I encourage you to do so, because this is not just about some superficial daily activity of some rote and rut kind of mindless movement. I'm asking you to get in touch with the depths of your spirit so that you can have the kind of movement in your life that can inspire others. Maybe you have a divine connection that is filling some of this insight for you.
How big is your vision? Is it one that'll help you to...
Here's another question for you.
It should be.
Let's say you won the Mega Lotto's Super Duper Power Ruple Mega
work on.
Ball, yeah. Or whatever it is, or some uncle that you never knew left an entire fortune to you, and it's so much money that you could spend $500 million, but if it took you a year to do it, it's already doubled. Money is not an issue, but there is a caveat. Aside from what you can spend and enjoy, you can only donate to 1 or 2 causes. That's it. You've got all this money, but you can only donate to 1 or 2 causes. What are those causes? Get real, get very serious, get clear. What would you do if you controlled a great deal of money, but you could only use it to help certain things, 1 or 2 things? What would those things be? Now I will pause this. We will presume that you have the flexibility to help your family to do whatever you need to do and maybe pay off your bills up to a few $1 million, as much as you may owe. But after that, where does that money go? Where do you donate? Where do you dedicate that money? Go ahead and pause. Now, if you're true to this recording, this broadcast today, and you take the time to answer just these questions alone, my God, what insight can make itself available to you? Now, take that same question, just like I did the other one where we talked about so much time to live and then went to the point where you were afterlife. But let's look at this. You have all of this money, so you don't have to work. You don't have to worry about investments. You don't have to go chasing after your real estate. You don't have to speak around the world and get paid. You have the time to do whatever it is you want to do. What does that look like? Please pause. Please be still long enough to answer this question for yourself. You willing to do that? My goodness, again, great insights will fall forward. Now, I will tell you, I have 4 or 5 other questions here, and actually, I listed them on the station slideshow. So if you're watching this online and you pause it, you can see the slide that actually lists the rest of these questions. But briefly, here's what they are. What brings you joy? What actually makes you just happy, gives you that giddy feeling, that joyful, happy feeling? List at least 4 or 5 things that really bring you joy. Make a note of them. Underline them. Get in touch with the feeling behind it. The other question is, pretend that something happened and gave you an amnesia. You're no longer, you don't even remember who you were. And all the people around you who've been sitting there waiting for you to wake up, they say, "Oh, thank God you're alive. We didn't know what we were going to do because, after all, you're the best blank ever." What is that blank? What is it that you wish you were? That maybe time has gone by and you may have thought maybe it's too late for you to be that, but at one time you really wanted to be that best, or even recently you said, "I wish I could be the best blank ever." What is that blank? Fill in the blank. So let's just recap a little bit. What would you do if you knew you couldn't possibly fail? And you had the talent, the education, you already have all the things you need, but it's still a journey. There's still disappointments and setbacks and challenges, but in the end you knew, even though the journey might be a rough one, you know that ultimately you would succeed. What would you endeavor to accomplish? What would you endeavor to do? Second one is, what if you came across such a large sum of money that money was no longer a problem? You know, how would you use that money? To what resources, what would those resources be put to? What charitable organizations or what things would you attempt to do with that money? Of course, I think I may have skipped the one about that, how long, if you only had a short time to live, and the legacy. And I'll tell you, it's a tough one. And often when I'm doing this in a workshop or a conference, we will do what I call a cleansing breath. Cleansing breath. Because it's just, it's sometimes a little painful when we get there. But we don't have to go there. We don't have to go there. What would you do if you only had 5 years or 10 years to live? You know, I've actually gone out as far as 20, because some people could relate to that and say, "I've got time." Now they go at it with a new sense of vigor. 10, some people could do that still, and because some people just feel like it's too far away and they can't change anything. So I gave you 5 and 1. But if you really want to get jiggy with this, go ahead, 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, and 1 year. And some of the things will be the same, and some things will give you such a sense of urgency that it could really make a magnificent change in your day, in your life. Then you have the lotto that asks, what would you do with your money, and what would you do with your time? The other things I asked you, what's the legacy? What gifts do you want to leave to the world? Even add to it, how do you want to be remembered? What would you want to see your children's children have and remember and know about you? I asked you, what brings you joy? And asked you to list at least 5 things that bring you joy. Finally, it was the amnesia question. You don't remember who you are, but there was everyone around you that was telling you that you were the best ever at whatever it is. What is that thing you wish you were the best at? Now, if you've captured these things, and this is the essence of it, then you might be prepared to consider something special, something new, something in addition to who you've been, to point to who you intend to be. I see I have, you know, the blessing that came, that's come with to me has been the privilege of reclaiming close quarters and connection with my mom from New York. While it was tragedy, or at least troubled, turbulent waters that brought her to my door, the blessing cannot even be calculated of having her support and company and et cetera with me. and she can be, maybe even the poster child for the ACE Legacy program that we're initiating, that speaks to bringing together our children, ourselves, our elders, and our ancestors, and using that magnificent force and power to bring a better day into the world. So I'm inviting Mom to join us on the line in a second. I think it's working. If it's not working, we may have an issue with the phone, with the studio here. But in the interim, I would ask you to look at this and to remind yourself of who you are. And look at your day-to-day activity and say, you know, what can you do? I'm trying another line. Both of them seem to be, okay, I got this one to work here. Last four digits of your phone number are 2071 from 443 area code. Did you want to say something? It might just be a listener. I'm not sure if they pressed the call to actually speak. So 443 area code, I'm going to take you back off the air in about 3 seconds. If you want to say something, just jump out now. 3, 2, 1. Please enjoy the remainder of the show. We'll keep now back to, looks like, Dr. Mom. I don't think you're going to get a chance, Dr. Mom. I thank you for listening in and trying to call in. Not sure what's going on with the studio today. Wait.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, I do hear you.
Yeah.
Hello.
I was gonna say it was a wonderful introduction.
But I couldn't get you on.
Okay. I wanted to speak to that circumstance where you came and claimed me, sent on a mission by my wonderful daughter-in-law, your wife, to come and get me. I felt like the little fish. You've seen pictures of an eagle with a little fish flapping in its claws on the plane coming here, as distraught and as ill as I was. That's the way I felt, saved, because the eagle has captured you. You're going to die. But I had the vision that I was protected and I was safe. So let everybody know that that terrible period is just a memory. And I rejoice in my new circumstances. I bless you and I praise my God that I gave birth to this son and my other son as well.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And I just want you to know that it's not just us, that you have touched lives all along from the time my eyes opened and even before, because some of your good friends share with me over the years just what a blessing you have been. You continue to be a blessing. You are such a spirit-filled woman. And I know, just like the rest of us, we all have our crevices and crooks and crannies. There's no need for you to be
a
saint.
There's no need for any
of us to be a saint.
Right,
that's right.
Right.
It's just
and I don't intend to be.
Mm-hmm. Live fully. Live
but
fully.
Feet of clay. Feet of clay, absolutely, I confess.
Yeah, okay. Was there anything in these questions that was stimulated in you?
Mm-hmm. The finite time for a living. Now, I don't know if it's 24 hours or 24 years as an elderly person. I do want to make the best of these remaining years, however long they be. I have been able to recover from some of the horrendous pain and stuff with surgeons with skill and love, coming from a meeting with my surgeon, who is just the epitome of skill, but that rare combination of humanity and love. I'm on a high from that visit today to my surgeon and the whole office suite. So with love to Dr. Sean Grandia and Joy Tanner and the whole suite, and to my daughter-in-law, Michelle, God bless her. God bless her. Okay, and so that's pretty much. And I do want to say that as an elderly person, we do think about the finiteness. You know, how many years do we have? How many, you know, what can we do in this remaining time? And I pray that I can build on what I've begun and I can really, really do some of the things I want to do. For me, for not only for me, but for the goals that I have, the profession that I'm in.
And you know, I think I hear you, and the intention, and certainly it doesn't have to be on blast national or international broadcast, but the intention of the inquiry, the introspection and reflection is so that those things that you mentioned, you say the things that I always wanted to do, that those things begin to represent themselves, to step out in crystal clear 3D surround sound technicolor so that you can actually feel them and begin to experience them in the moment. If you can begin, and you'll know, because I know you take meticulous notes on a regular.
I want to say in the midst of my pining for a future that I've got the legacy of the scholarship fund that we established in New York.
Yes.
My group, I've got the Ethiopian Mission Network where you got water, got wells with clean water and malaria tents in Africa. I've done that. I want to continue that kind of mission. We join with World Vision in
That's
order
it.
To make wells would be dug, and we spent
That's
money. So
yes.
These are the things that I've been accustomed to. And then I want to continue that in that vein. I also work with Headspace members.
Yes.
And so, yes, I'm on a road, and I've been restored enough to jump back in, and I plan to do that with your help and with God's help and with the absolute cushion of love that Michelle and her family have given me, man, pray God we can go on from here.
You know, my good friend Elliot Marbury out in the West Coast, and you know, we call him a brute from college days and from football days. Bless him to his bones and his family.
Yes.
He's been on a journey. We have sort of traveled together. Traveled together, but certainly along parallel paths, but perhaps not the same path. And
no, different.
But the beauty of these things, we were talking a little bit earlier about, you know, some of the things that were, you know, connecting with his passion. And, you know, lifelong learning certainly came up in the picture. And, you know, it's simply a question of what the individual wants. And I'm going to close this one out, and we'll continue this on another show. We have some great speakers and guests coming in the future. I want to encourage you to connect to our later shows. We have Travis Snow coming in, the author and keynote speaker. We've got Siobhan Johnson will be back on the show. I've got Joanne Meekins, again, author, speaker, minister. We've got a great set of shows, and I just want to encourage everyone to stay tuned and get in touch with the joy in you and be in touch. Go to Joyfully Getting From Here to There on Facebook. If you can't calm the waters, learn to ride the waves on Facebook. Clifton McKnight Motivision on Facebook. Leverage Me Too on YouTube. Just be in touch. because it is our endeavor, it is our cause, and my purpose and passion to reach at least 500,900 of you just to get started. I want to say God bless. Stay in touch.
How big is your vision? Is it one that'll help you to get through the tough times? It should be. From vision to decision. Yeah. Whether it's your dawn or your sunset, even when you've worked really hard, you've done all the right things. Sometimes, when you least expect it, things begin to fall apart. How are you going to deal with this? What are your contingencies? If you have none, sometimes you just got to ride it out. And if you can't calm the waters, you got to learn to ride the waves.